All right, we're going to go ahead and continue with our post-race media availability. We've now been joined by today's race-winning driver, Ross Chastain, driver of the number one Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet. Ross, can you take us through your emotions on that final restart and then ultimately the last lap?
Yeah, and it goes back to the choose, right? And coming off pit road second, I was thankful, actually, that we didn't have to choose because it's just a win-win or a lose-lose. It's just 50-50. It's not one way or the other. I could make the case that you can win from both lanes. It comes down to the launch, the push, and then just air in one and two. So I said on the radio I was glad that we didn't have to choose. And Phil Surgeon, he manifested earlier in the race us getting up to the front two rows because we just couldn't quite get there. And they manifested front row. Maybe later we would get to choose, which we didn't have happen. But I think that the win was the launch. I did a really good job as close to the line as you can possibly be. And then the 48 getting inside of the 19 and one into turn one was really key. So from there, it was all about locking my elbows in and trying not to get too loose and just run clean laps to get to the end. 25 was like the perfect number of laps for us.
All right, we'll go to questions, and we will start with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. When Kyle Busch was leading, coming up on the 14 to lap him, that incident, I think you came pretty close to almost making. Can you walk me through it and kind of what you saw in terms of the 8 and the 14 in that case?
Yeah, I saw, earlier I saw the 8 drive it in the fence unforced. I got by him. That lap, I drove it in the fence and gave him the lead back. I couldn't believe that one Kyle Busch, the guy I idolized as a kid, drove it in the fence as I ran second. And then also that then I got the lead and I did the same thing. And those, like, I mean, I'll have to go back and look, but it had to have been within 100 feet of wall contact in the same spot. So he got the lead back. I'd kind of conceded that I couldn't get back to him unless something else happened. And then the 47-14 were fighting hard to stay on lead lap, and the 8 fought the entire turns 1 and 2. That lap he wrecked, he fought the entire turn to get outside of the 14, and that's a spot that I didn't believe was a vulnerable spot when this car first started. And I heard my amigo Daniel tell me, I heard other Chevy drivers tell me, like, careful when you're on their right rear. And then I had it happen at Phoenix this year, and I finally was a believer. So, yeah, when he spun, he was in the most vulnerable spot he could be to get loose, and he slapped the wall and spun out unforced. I mean, I couldn't get back to him. He could have ridden behind him, but I was close enough, I think, that if I'm the leader and he's in second, I'm trying to get by the 14 every chance I can get. So, I was surprised to see him spin out. Because he could have ridden behind him and passed him in the next corner, and I couldn't get to him. I was already too loose.
How close were you, and what did you have to do to avoid hitting him?
I think I might have lifted, but I more hit the brake. But I think I stayed more gas and hit the brake, and as he spun, I just was happy that he spun to the left. If he spins back to the right, I probably pile drive him. At that point, I'm committed. It was such a late spin off the exit, which is where we all hit the wall, that I was already sliding. So it was just by chance. It was by the racing chance, the racing luck that I made it by.
We've seen a lot of drivers in long winless streaks this year. Yours is not as long as a lot of the others this year, but when you, even for as I will say short, although I'm sure you'll tell me that 29 is not short, if for a shortage, what is that like, and what is this satisfaction, relief, or what is this that you're feeling right now?
It's all of that. It's satisfaction. It's seeing the process through. Y'all have heard me talk about it a couple of times, and yes, I have a process, but the process is always evolving, and I can kind of lump anything into it that I think is going to help me be a better race car driver. So although the inputs, the effort is there, the results do not come. And that's live sports. That's football, baseball, basketball, soccer, anything around the world, sports I might not even know about or definitely I don't understand, NASCAR included. You can try as hard as you want, and it does not mean that you're going to go faster. But I know that if I show up Monday morning and try, and Tuesday morning and try, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and sometimes trying and being the most benefit for the team and for your race car and the performance is actually to go to sleep early. It's not to get that extra workout in. It's not to try harder in the gym. It's actually to taper off. And that's something that I've learned and have put into my life. And sometimes it's going to sleep early. Yesterday was a big part of why I can actually perform better today. And I took a snack in the car. I kept looking at it, but I wasn't ready for it. And then all of a sudden we were in the last restart and I thought, well, I'm not going to eat it now. But the winless streaks are something that get talked about. Ours wasn't quite enough to get talked about. If we didn't win this year, I'm sure the room would have talked about it. And I learned that last year we won Phoenix and I had the whole off season to kind of let it marinate. I just let that sink in and thought it would be easier. I really did. I thought we had found some stuff, but that wasn't the case. So that will not be the mindset through this off season.
So does that mean you sleep in tomorrow, or are you at Josh's tomorrow morning workout?
I'll be there somehow, some way, even if my head hurts, but I'll be there.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Ross, I'm wondering, does it make it easier to eat the watermelon now that you don't have that beard anymore?
Well, I don't think any seeds stuck to the beard. They might have stuck to the skin, but no beard. But the watermelon, just like, I think I threw it harder than normal because it like was pulverized. It was gone when it hit the ground out there on the front stretch.
And I want you to recall for me, obviously, you're battling Kyle hard. You make the move. You go to the lead. Then you hit the wall. I asked Phil what he had said to you, but I'm wondering on your end, what's going through your mind there once you get the lead and you kind of lose it? How do you have to recollect your thoughts there in the car?
It humbled me real quick. I thought I've kept enough pressure on Kyle, a guy that I've looked up to. We're not that different in age. I mean, we are, but not drastically. And I watched him when I was a kid in school, and he was racing in Cup. And so to get here now and race with him and know that I'm close enough to force him into an error, I clear him. And the very next lap, I hit the wall in like almost the same spot. Was just I had to laugh in the car. I just couldn't believe that I did it because I watched him get into the corner. I watched him get in the fence. So our cars were like identical though. Like when I put my car, I didn't realize it until after I hit the wall in the same scenario as Chevy teammates and key partners. Like our cars, I'm sure there's differences and I'm sure an engineer can make the case that it was like drastically different, but on track, they looked really similar. And I made a similar mistake that he did, which I'm proud of because in the lead of a Cup race with less than, I don't know, was there 50 laps to go or something? Like I'm willing to run that close to the wall, which is really something that I'm proud of because I grew up clipping the grass. I grew up running as low as you could, like kick dirt up for the guy behind to hit, like run the bottom. You always ran the bottom. And so to run the top is not natural. And I'm willing to hit the wall to win these races. It didn't work out in that lap, but ultimately it worked out because I was comfortable with running the fence.
We'll go to Bob and then Daniel.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Did you feel, I want to say ignored, but almost out of the loop in a way, not being in the playoffs?
I've never been so happy to watch y'all walk by, everybody in this room. I've never been so happy to watch Netflix walk the other way when I get there. Like the boom mics are going that way. They're following Daniel. They're talking to Justin, but none of it's about me. And to be honest, I love it. Like I'm all for it. I'm the first one to sign up for Netflix. I'm the first one to sign up for interviews. But when they go the other way, I love it. And when y'all, we finish pretty good. We lead practice yesterday. Not a single TV, nothing interview. I'm like, oh, that's pretty awesome. But I will still sign up for every interview, and I will still go to New York on Tuesday. I'll be in New York City Tuesday for some stuff with NASCAR. Was going there already, and will still go. Did I feel it? For sure. But, yep, see y'all. And it honestly is it's something that we'll talk through. It's something that we as in my group, Trackhouse, MMI, we do need to kind of grasp what is best. There's a balance to all this, and we want to let all of y'all in. We want to let y'all see us feel what we're doing. We want to let, you know, open the curtain. But I have seen that because we weren't having to do all the other stuff, that there was some benefits to it. I had more time to do the things that I thought were better for the race car. Now, could we still win with y'all talking to us after practice and Netflix following us? Probably, but it sure felt a lot better in the moment to just go about our business. And anybody in business in the room and anybody listening, watching knows, if you can just go to work when you want to go to work, it's a whole lot easier than having distractions.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Daniel McFadden, friendstretch.com. So first off, what was the snack you took in the car with you?
Can I say watermelon? No, I can't. I can't say watermelon. It was a Clif Bar. So I go with the OG, like, peanut butter Clif Bar. And it's the only thing that I found that doesn't melt. So the problem with race cars is that anything with chocolate or anything else melts, but the Clif Bars just get warm, but they don't melt. So when you open the package, you can still break off. It's like really doughy and soft, but it's like it just came out of the oven. So I didn't open it today. I didn't have any.
Okay. Well, this is now the second time in 2 years where you've gotten to play spoiler in the playoffs. You know, famously, you won the championship race last year. So I know missing the playoffs sucks, but what does it mean for you to be in this position where you can screw up other people's plans for the win?
Well, it's tough because in the moment, I'm looking in the rearview camera and I see the 24 and 48. I see the 24 most notably. And William's the guy that I want to see win. I want to see him succeed. He's one of the few guys that I would say I'm buddies with and that we kind of are aligned in life. And although we come from different backgrounds, we kind of came to this central point and we get along more than I get along with most people. So would I have loved to see the 24 drive into victory lane and lock himself into the round of eight? Sure. But not enough to pass the one car because I'm driving it. And it was everything that I could do to stay in front of him. And there was times where he would gain on me. And actually, like, two to go, we took two to go. We rolled one and two. And we come off turn two, and I'm like, he is closer than he's been this entire run. What just happened? I thought I was just managing the gap. And spoiler, yes, but when I'm watching it, I'm seeing my Chevy teammates, the people that I work with during the week. We do DIL simulations, like our simulator sessions in the simulators together with HMS, with RCR and Trackhouse, and I want them to succeed. I want the 99 to succeed. I wish the 99, I wish that Daniel was the one winning, but not at the expense of the one car and not at the expense of me. So at the end of the day, would I truly give up the win? I would not. I don't care. It could lock them in to anything. If I have a chance to win, I'm going to win. So Daniel and I worked closer together this week than we probably ever have. And there's a lot to digest from what happened today and this weekend. You know, there's points in the weekend where I thought the 99 was better. There's points where I thought the one was better. Ultimately, we had the track position at the end to go win.
Any additional questions for Ross? Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.